with any consistency about a year.
Yeah. Well, you weren't when we started the game. And then I know you started, but it was kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm kind of doing this. And now it seems like
a mile straight.
You're getting in the swing of it.
Yeah. But I live on a nice trail. That's what kind of started it. I was like, might as well. Okay. Basically. But now I'm doing it 5 days a week. So.
Wow. And your back's fine? Rest of your body you haven't injured yet?
Not significantly. I mean, like, right. Little things hurt randomly, like, all the time.
Yeah. She's way younger than we are, Reed.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm trying to be really good about strength training and stretching. So. But I feel like every time I neglect something with strength training, then it starts, like, bothering me, and then I have to, it's like patching holes constantly.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
I was in PT again today, but I'm recovering pretty well. I'm on track to
a recap. Okay.
Case of inspiration for everyone, or
sure. 100%. 100%. Come on.
They're all gonna.
Who didn't contribute enough there? I feel like we all contributed equally.
Yeah.
Some of us can't read, okay, or write. So just let us have this one.
So Mike does music. I'll do a picture.
Oof. All right. I did some of the dishes. Did not do all of the dishes.
I did a lot.
It's awful. It's so awful.
They just never stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Part of the fun of life.
Okay.
Let's do this.
So you are being escorted deeper into avian territory, a bit off of the track.
Okay.
Damn it.
That you are going to be.
Screws our plan.
Headed deeper into the woods.
How long?
So we're not doing this right there,
I know the map in my head, and I'll follow where we're going so I can keep tabs on the location.
Thank you. How long does it take to get there?
We're not there.
Are you asking, or are you just going to wait and...
I'm going to wait, and then I'm going to calculate, and I'm going to do math.
Okay.
Accounting.
It's about 2 hours.
Jesus. They better escort us out of these fucking woods after this.
Our penalty for trespassing on their lands is to trespass on their lands a lot more.
Do we know what cardinal direction we go?
To the northwest.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of where we wanted to go.
That's actually really good.
Yeah.
We're not completely out of the way then.
Yeah, it's not directly there, but you definitely veer to the left.
That's fine. Still getting closer to Hot Bog.
I'm at 98% loading map.
Yeah, I'll pay attention to that, and also, since I don't think we're moving quickly, I'll be trying to do what I can to memorize the lay of the land, since if we need to come back through here, I will try to learn it.
All right. Well, it's a fairly uneventful trip. They're surrounding you, so it would be pretty difficult for you guys to bolt, and they're also staying close enough so that they can hear you talk. I don't know if you guys are going to talk and speak with each other or keep quiet.
Quiet for me.
Well, they can't hear you.
Are you going to roll for dwarvish encounter? Maybe the dwarves are going to come and attack us, and then we'll get out of this.
I'll just respond by saying that you come across a couple of totems that have dwarf skulls and plate armor skewered onto them. Okay, you have a feeling that dwarves don't last long in this neck of the woods.
So Azariel can talk to everyone's heads. So we can have a little conversation while we're walking. Does anyone have any good subtle buffs they wouldn't notice?
I mean, yeah. I don't know if they would notice, but I can do bless.
They might notice magic. I don't know.
Oh, they'll notice magic.
But yeah. What if I do, you know, I could do like a performance of it, you know, where I'm just like, everybody, you know, everybody do a good job, you know, and pray to the gods. And then maybe it looks.
Touch everyone. Like a,
yeah. Maybe it looks like a whole like performance thing instead of a whole magic thing. I think I could try to pull that off.
Is it worth the risk for bless?
Bless is pretty fucking good.
Bless is awesome.
Yeah.
Bless is pretty clutch.
Does Artemis have anything helpful?
Let's see.
Ooh, is Artemis going to be fighting?
Who's got
Artemis? Probably so.
Currently have
has to.
Artemis.
I bet you will.
Maybe next time.
I don't know how.
I'll make everybody a temporary owner of her.
I'm not sure how many fights there are going to be, because in my mind, there's anywhere from 4 to 7.
Yeah.
I just realized when I counted 5, I counted wrong, probably. Because we also got leaf smoking wannabe druid, what's his name, coming along with us, Amen. Too.
Yeah. I don't know if he's
forfeiting.
Oh my god, it could be 8.
Amon's going down.
There could be 8 total fights here.
1, 2, 3, 4. Only Elenium Artemis that guy. Yeah, true. Wait, no, that's 7, right? Who's the 8th?
There's 8.
The math's not mathing.
God. Pokeball?
Pokeball, maybe. We'll see. We'll see what happens. See what happens out there.
Can you do a Anna and Luna versus like one of their pets?
Probably.
So we're talking 10 fights. 10 fights total. I know Michael's ready for 10.
We're doing we'll this be for
here 2 a.m.
Yeah. He's got 10 in the bag, guys.
All right. Anything else that you want to do before arriving?
Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've got aid. I'll cast aid if it works for other people. I was just assuming I could cast things on myself, but not other people. So maybe we'll figure that one out.
What does aid do?
+5 max hit points and regular hit points for 8 hours.
That's good.
You basically get a 5-point buff for the fight.
Maybe if we have a minute to like prepare.
Yeah.
Cause that's like you don't do magic stuff really, right? Like that's just you like.
That's me. Me dream. Well. Yeah. Or I mean, maybe I can give you something from Marta's stash. I probably learned it from Marta's book of spells.
That's him tightening, snugging up somebody's breastplate and, you know,
yeah.
giving them a hint about something here and there, all of that.
I mean, I think that would be very helpful.
And maybe a little balm, you know, like Vicks vapor rub.
Balm.
Yep. Yeah, something you crack a leaf and make them sniff it to give you a...
Exactly.
I feel like they might be less upset about, like, physical help than magic help for other people, you know.
That's probably fair.
The bless is so good.
All right. Well, you enter an area. You had been under the impression that avians are transient, but there are definitely some semi-permanent shelters that have been erected here. They've also made heavy use of a set of ruins, ancient ruins, that they've built into. It's definitely rustic, as all get out, but they have the comforts of home here, even if it's not something super permanent. There are several dozen avians at this particular eyrie, and they are all watching you very intently, but since you're surrounded by warriors, avian warriors, they don't kill you on sight like they normally would. And when they arrive, the shaman in the red cloak, she leaves you waiting and goes into a tent. And when she comes out, an elderly bird, kind of stooped with age, with a long staff, he comes out and they discuss things at length. And oh, who's got the egg? Did you hand it over or do you have it still?
We have it still.
Oh, we have it still? I thought we gave it to him.
Oh, do we give it to him? Oh, I don't know.
I thought you put it on the ground.
Down on the ground.
I think it's pretty unlikely they would let us carry it ourselves. So.
It's still on the ground. We forgot it.
Yeah, it's, we got to go back 2 hours.
2 hours. Come back.
Oh, my. This is an awkward. Like, we're all looking at each other like, we thought you guys. You want us to grab it? That's crazy. All right, they can have it.
I think they have it, yeah.
It's fine.
All right. One of the other warriors comes up, and he's got it wrapped up to keep it warm, and unwraps it and shows the elder. And he's a little surprised by that, and there's more discussing. And then she comes back and says the elder has agreed to preside over the duels. Come with me.
We could also just go, like, you know, yeah. You know. Oh? Okay.
They don't seem to have much sense of humor.
Well,
this whole thing.
We don't all have to have a sense of humor. It's fine. Halfway to go through life.
I mean, Roth has a really great sense of humor.
Yeah.
All the best comedians have had terrible lives.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Or are terrible people.
Okay. Let's.
How many people did you say there are in the village?
A couple dozen.
Okay, so, you know, call it what?
You said a few dozens. I called it 100, but maybe 50. Maybe 50.
50?
There are very few elderly and infirm here, the elder. Leading the way is just about the only one who's not in like peak fighting shape. You see some youths who, from what you can tell from looking at the species, you know, you're not very familiar with these humanoids. Don, I think you got a book. Jeez. There are some youths who I would say are past puberty, but not haven't reached full adulthood yet. But you don't see any children.
Okay, and then how like large is the village? Like, I assume they're all kind of in the village. Do we have like a somewhat of a scope of like how many feet or, you know, radius of the village?
It's more of an encampment, I would say, than a full fledged village.
Yeah,
there are several large community type long houses.
Is it like a city block? Is it a
something like that?
I'm just thinking if we have to fight our way through.
It's gonna be fine.
Okay.
It'll be fine depending on how much Zariel freaks them out.
I have backup plans.
It'll be.
All
Are you printing a dictionary over there?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, I thought maybe that was still Kelly's.
No.
Like, it's totally fine. Yeah, I just, oh God.
Well, have you ever seen, well, I'm sure you have, like, I saw some of the things when I was looking at houses last summer, like, here's the paper that we'll give you. It's like that much paper. Like, oh my gosh, okay.
So much. Well, there's the drums.
Ah. Ah. Ooh. Ha. Ah.
It's like the...
It's like the Skyrim, da-da-da, 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 you know that one.
I'm here for my nemesis bird. Bring him to me.
We see Renlore anywhere.
Of course we do. No.
How amazing. Well, he was an owl, though. Right?
He was an owl.
And a raptor. Someday. I'll find his corpse.
Yeah. Udell's the final boss.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh my god. She wears his skull. That'd be amazing.
Alright, so the Avian Herald steps forward. Oh, I need to activate the scene, don't I?
Oh.
Let me know if you can see it.
I'm scared.
It's a mini game. It's a mini game, guys.
Definitely. Look at those things. They're like the Raven in what's that game I played? All right, it'll be better if I remember the name of the game. So I'll stop.
We'll come back to you. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the other mini games he's done. The darts, the knife. That's what this looks like to me.
That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like.
Kind of looks like
boobs. All right.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Flint is a...
Come on, man.
Right, ever since Artemis got here, Flint's mind is just straight in the gutter.
Yeah.
He wishes his charisma was higher so he could convince her and Zariel to do a threesome, right? All right. So the Herald stands in front of the two circles that you see in front of you.
He has all nine on the board. Sorry.
What?
All right.
He's got all nine up there. I mean, he doesn't have a 10th, but it's okay.
That's fair.
He's got the animals up there. So there was, all right.
Who's 10?
10 is the Pokeball.
Oh, the Pokeball. Sure.
All right.
You'll have to call on the Pokeball during your battle and then see what happens. Summoning
shit, you can also summon shit.
Yeah, exactly.
If they summon shit, I got a short list of 12.
Okay, so the avian starts to screech and squawk, and the shaman starts to translate for you. And this is what the two of them say. So you stand before the rite of blooded wings. This trial will determine whether you are guests or prey.
Fuck.
Two circles of stone are before you. There will be two duels fought one after the other. Each of these circles represents one of the duels that will take place. Your warriors and ours will take turns stepping forward, choosing which circle to enter until each arena holds its fighters.
I got it.
I don't know if I got it.
I don't know if I mean.
It's too big. Yeah.
But it sounds like you start off one on one. And, well, anyway, continue. This is a good story.
The arenas are bound by ancient magic. So I'll just explain. These two circles are your picking teams.
Yeah, we're picking teams.
Yes. You'll be fighting
our teams or their teams?
both.
Okay, we'll figure this out.
They were all about this one-on-one, and now they want to do teams? All right. I can do teams.
Yeah, let's see.
Where you will do battle, the arenas are bound by ancient magic. No warrior may leave the arena until their blood has touched the soil. Cowards who attempt to flee before that moment will condemn not only themselves, but all who stand beside them. The tribe will hunt you and none will escape. When a warrior has been blooded, when their strength falls below half, they have proven their courage. At that moment, they may yield if they wish and leave the circle with honor. But know this, among our people, the greater honor is to remain and fight until you can fight no longer. And he gestures to the glowing runes etched in stone. The arena has also been prepared with restorative magics. Should a warrior fall, death will not claim them this day. Ugh. Allies may revive the fallen so that the battle may continue.
Ooh, okay.
A warrior who has been blooded may step beyond the circle and take no further part in the fight. A warrior who is forced beyond the boundary is likewise removed from the duel.
Sumo rules.
Then he nods towards your equipment and your companions. He says, you may bring all tools of war you can carry, weapons, armor, potions, scrolls, charms. If it can help you fight, it is permitted.
Oh, yeah.
He gestures toward the sky and the surrounding cliffs. Those beasts that normally fight beside you may enter the arena. No more than two companions.
Ooh. We have two. Perfect.
Then he gives a slight smile. If your magic calls spirits or raises the bones of the fallen, you will find this ground generous. And as he points, you see that buried on top of the earth in this area, there are bones sticking out.
Oh, necro.
In other words, necromancy is allowed, but also calling forth spirits.
We got that in the bag.
Mm-hmm. Sam, where's my necromancer?
Well, you know there's a reason they have that in their circles, right?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
This is not for us.
The herald strikes the ground with a staff. He says, spill blood. Stand with honor or fall. Choose your warriors.
I'm still confused.
Who goes, who goes first?
All right.
You go.
So.
Yeah, is it one and one?
One at a
time.
We're
going to roll off to see who picks first. What you'll do is this.
Okay.
You're going to take turns sending one of your fighters, one of the party members, to one of the circles. And then the other team will send one of their people to one of the circles.
Got it.
Now, the duels are supposed to have four people, and you have seven. Therefore, whichever circle ends up having four of you and four opponents, one of you, after that duel will be completed first.
Okay.
And one of you from that duel who can manage it will join the other.
Yeah.
So one of you guys may fight one.
Are we twice. Fighting ourselves? Or
no.
We're just going to send four of us to four of them and then another four of us to another four of them.
We have to pick which four of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Roth should go twice.
Well, if he can.
Let's see how fucked up I get in the first one. I'll go first and then we'll how about we do this? Anybody that wants the chance to go twice, go in the first circle, and then we'll see what happens.
True.
Also, Roth would love to go twice.
You'll be given the opportunity to rest between duels as well.
I was just thinking, okay. I don't think Roth has as many, like...
He doesn't have his spell slots.
Like, spell slots aren't as big of a thing, yeah.
But we're not going to be doing a long rest, are we?
Michael? Not a long rest, but you'll be permitted a short rest.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Short rest is good.
That's good.
We'll see. Let's see how it all goes down.
Hold on one second. Don might need my help here.
To print the novel.
To print the novel.
To count the number of pages.
They were only on cue. They couldn't finish.
What's our strategy? I don't know what the hell Eamon does. Like, is he helpful?
He doesn't have a bar under him. He's like a pet.
Yeah.
Like a pet. To make sure I understand, is it two people and two avians per two party members and two avians per circle? Or is it four people and four avians?
Four.
And not just happy to go on the circle. First round.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one takes place in the first circle, and the second one takes place in the other circle?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much time in between battles? You said one right after the other, but you also said that we could rest.
Yeah. You'll have a short rest's worth of time.
So how long is that?
About an hour at most.
Like an hour. Yeah, we gotta have electrolytes. You know?
Yeah. Brain. Okay.
Oh, you're still doing math for how long we're here, probably.
Yeah, well that, and also I'm thinking Pokeball math, too.
Yeah.
Because Pokeball math is an hour. But it sounds like we're going to rest for an hour, so Pokeball can't be used twice. It'll be used once.
There's one more wrinkle as well. There are two possible dueling arenas that you can choose between. You can choose between a hill that has stones on it, a la Stonehenge type, Cairn type of deal, okay? A henge type situation, which is smaller, and has steep sides. Or for those of you who prefer to fight in the wilderness, you can take an area. There will be an area of wilderness where the border will be clearly marked.
Is it,
and you can fight that way as well.
You said the wilderness is, you mean like trees inside the ring or just trees outside?
Trees inside the ring. It's going to be full on forest fighting in the forest.
So it's like paintball. Is the first one just a coliseum essentially?
Yep. Okay. But there's plenty of room to maneuver. I mean, it's large enough. I can look and tell you how many feet. Longbows are like super long range, but like it's more range than you can shoot with a short hand crossbow.
Okay.
So
which one people might like the dark wilderness better?
I mean, what time of day is this?
Doesn't matter. It's always dusk.
Yeah, it's always dusk.
You're right. That was a dumb one. Okay, sick.
So the left, we'll say for the purposes of this, the left ring will be the forest venue, right, and the right ring will be the stone, the hilltop.
Which one goes first?
That will depend on which one has four.
On which one has four in it. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so do we have to pick who's doing it twice to start, or no. We can see after? Okay.
You can pick after to see who still has strength in them, strength left to fight, basically. They are going to introduce you to their chosen champions, the strongest amongst them.
That's cute.
That way, that will give you a little bit of strategy on how to respond based on how they appear.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one to enter.
Wait. Are they entering first, or are we entering first?
You are all stand up in a line here.
Oh, you said they're going to line up.
They're going to line up, too.
But we're just beating our chests, you know. Ooh. Oh.
Pretty much.
Except for Zariel, she's just, like, hiding in the shadow. She's okay. Along with Noctis. Ooh, look at this guy. I like it.
Oh, shit.
I don't know, like a muscled bird guy.
Yeah, he's got abs, man.
Yeah. An absolute unit lumbers into the area. This bird, most avians are 5 feet nothing usually. They tend to be on the petite side. But this guy's got to be 6.5 feet at least and almost as wide. So he's positively gigantic for bird folk.
Unit. He's got the
auburn feathers, as you can see. He's smeared all over with war paint. He's bare-chested, and his feathers do very little to cover up his rippling muscles. And he hefts his battle axe and beats it against his round shield, and he bellows. His eye.
I think a little loud.
A little loud?
I'm saying the bird. It's a little loud, all the banging and beating of the chest.
Yeah.
I don't think he cares. He says, I am Zavrek, Dwarf Thane. Tremble before me. Thank your puny god emperor that honor prevents me from crushing all your skulls. And when he stomps his foot, there's a crack of lightning and a peal of thunder. And the whole area reverberates.
Fuck. Oh, little lightning user and a unit? God damn it.
You, Zariel and Roth, you hear just a little whimper come out of Aemon.
He's his pants a little bit.
Right. Next in the lineup. In walks a more normally sized, but still fairly meaty avian. But he has two animal companions. There's a snow leopard walking alongside him.
Oh my god. That's
so and then a raptor as well.
We're fucked.
Basically what we have.
He introduces himself.
We'll be alright.
As Arok. A-R-O-C. Arok Beast Brother.
Oh. Can we take these guys home with us?
Come on.
12 more companions.
We have companions at home, I know.
That's what we need. But these guys are birds.
Birds are just cool. I love birds.
They're so cool.
He appears to be armed with a longbow and a long sword and shield as well.
Okay.
He's a beastmaster, so it's animal play.
Yep.
Okay, next. A bird sails down from the tops of the trees.
There you go.
There's that blowgun.
Yep.
He introduces himself in a quiet voice as Gret Cliffstalker. He is wearing a bandolier of small ampules with a gently glowing green fluid inside them.
Yeah.
Are you going to repay us for the acid situation?
That's our poison.
Yeah, our poison. Yeah.
This nudge Aluni. What do you think that green stuff is?
Nothing good, but I sure intend to get my hands on a little bit of it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Says, I think I want to go against him.
Can you fly, Aluni? Can you fly?
I can make her fly.
Probably. Well, we can't all fly, so.
The next fellow who walks in looks, he's the youngest of the bunch, for sure. And he's dressed very plainly. He's holding two tomahawks. He doesn't appear to command the same kind of respect that the other avians show the other champions.
Is there, like, less clapping?
Yeah. A little
bit. He's going to be the scariest one.
But the younger members of the tribe
are in.
Woo! They're
this is the Gen Z, the Gen Alpha of the group, if you will.
Yeah. Nice. I like their face markings.
He introduces himself as Movruk. You notice there's no last name.
Oh, they have to earn it.
It's just Movruk.
He's Beyonce.
Yeah.
Wait, yep, can you tell us their last names again? Zavrok.
Dwarfsbane, Atrok, Beastbrother, Gret Cliffstalker, and Movruk, the Shamed Unnamed.
Youngin.
Yeah.
Beast.
Okay. Got Movruk, the painfully young.
Still earning his name. Assuming it's a boy. Boy bird.
Okay, next on the lineup. This guy you've seen before.
Roth's dance partner.
Tim. Tim the bird.
Yeah, Tim.
However, he has changed in the time that he's been gone. He has changed his garb. He's now wearing a tight-fitting black leather armor suit with a bandolier that glints with rows of small throwing knives.
That's cute.
Oh, yeah, sure. So cool.
Slipped into something more comfortable there with throwing knives, right?
Yeah, he twirls one of the knives across his claws and regards each of you with his piercing eye. But he lingers in front of you, Roth, before he takes a place in the lineup.
I give him a wink. But I hold my eye closed a little too long.
This is when they're going to kill us, Roth.
That's just a wink. It was just a wink. Like 1 second too long.
What's his last name?
His name is Tovar One Eye.
Okay. There you go.
On the nose. Did the person the nose. Okay.
No, on the eye. Person who gave out names just gave up that day, and it's like, yeah. Dwarf Spain, Beast Brother. Oh, what the fuck? One eye.
He probably earned it
when he got the one eye, and then it's like rubbing salt in the wound. Like that also has to be your nickname.
Yeah.
So yep.
He looks sick, though.
That's right, like the next
Flint lost a beast. Anyway, continue.
The next, where to go? Hold on. My picture disappeared. One second. That's because I changed the folder name. I remember now. The next one kind of is incongruent with the rest. You know, all these guys who come out of, are clearly some kind of warrior, whether the big brawny guys or the sleek, stealthy, deadly guys. This is a female, and she is... And she kind of walks prim and proper with her head down, her cloak down. She's got beautiful white feathers. Let me show you her.
Oh, beautiful.
She introduces herself as Syra, S-I-R-A, listens to wind.
She has like a staff.
She has a staff. It's kind of a short staff, more of a rod. And she takes a moment and then she raises the staff and her hand for just a moment. And everything around her erupts. Into you can feel a blast of wind and ice.
Oh, she's Storm. I like the representation. I really appreciate it. Good.
Whoa, cool.
So when we TPK, we can just take one of these for a spin.
Yeah. Hey, they said they weren't going to kill us.
And the rest can be NPCs. I mean,
well, they said if we did die, we would come back. Like,
hey, if we make friends, these guys can be super amazing allies. We might need them later. Yeah, we got to show them our worth.
This is Lord of the Rings all over again here, you know? You got to call on the Eagles.
Yeah.
Our pokey friends are going to get jealous, though.
It's okay.
That's all we need.
A lot of them are going to leave us soon anyway.
We don't actually have to go to the city. We just call on our eagle friend, and then we're going to get there. It's going to be fine. We just fly across, and we're there.
And then last but not least, the shaman who's been translating for you this entire time.
Of course.
She steps forward and says, "And I will round out as the final warrior. You are speaking to Tirava Mountain Ember.
Well, they have all the elements covered, don't they?
Yep. She do a cool dance or something? Cool spell or twirl? Or...
Well, she kind of, when she puts her staff down on the ground, there's a puff of flame and ember. Embers start to rise. She's clearly some kind of a caster. If you want to make insight checks to determine anything, you certainly can.
Is one of theirs going to fight twice as well?
No, they... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does he have nine? You
person for person.
Seven.
Well, they have their seven plus the two companions that are allowed.
One, two, three, four. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay. I can count. This is the first time I'm trying to do math all night.
Good job. Yeah. I'm going to do an insight.
Also, for some reason, I imagine them like waddling around like birds trying to walk.
It makes them a little less intimidating.
I was imagining them walking with us because we can't fly and them just being like trotting along.
No, they're definitely more anthropomorphic.
Yeah.
They've got, but they are slight of build, and they still have hollow bones. So aside from Zabrak, the unit, they are all fairly lithe and
break
small.
Their bones.
Arax up there too. He's about as tall and as heavy as you are, Roth.
I'm so sorry, I missed that. I had a bite of a chicken burger.
I was just saying that the Beastmaster fellow is about your height and weight, Roth.
Oh, Zabrak?
The Beastmaster,
Arak. Sorry, Arak.
Yeah.
Zabrak's bigger than me, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
By about half a foot.
You know who we have that's big?
Roth?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to do an insight.
Okay.
I would,
again. Secret. What are you trying to insight?
What the fuck Amon can do.
Just ask him which one he wants.
I just want to know, like, what he can do. Like, can I insight, like, can he do some buffs? Can he heal? Can he...
Like, can two of us go twice?
He is a practitioner of the Order of the Moon Goddess, which means that he can probably heal. I would say if you have to attribute a class to him, it would be Druid probably or Cleric.
Right.
So he is not a fighter.
Yeah, probably Cleric. Yeah, it's an interesting one.
It's okay. You need support staff. Important.
Yeah.
So we probably split up him and Artemis.
Is Artemis more support as well?
She's a druid.
Okay, it looks like
she is a druid with a twist. She does not. She has minimal shape shifting. She doesn't have the wild shape to the same level that other druids have. She traded that in for having Luna. So she basically took the subclass, the Beastmaster subclass from Ranger and plugged it in.
But she has like the
wild shape stuff. She has a starry form, yes. She is a druid of the Moon Goddess, which is a stars druid. Uses the mechanics for a stars druid. But it's aimed around the moon.
I swear that's the most stylish subclass that exists.
That's so fucking
David,
cool.
David, I like how you took a drink and your camera went in on you.
Yeah. He's like, hello. The AI camera. It's like, hey, check out this drink that David's got.
I'm like, that's a solid drink, dude. Okay, so I think first off, we should just, like, who wants to, no matter if you're fighting one or two times, who wants to fight in the jungle, who wants to fight in the arena? That seems like a pretty easy thing.
Yeah, wilderness for Flint, and ideally against one of the elemental guys.
I'm sure that
Either it doesn't matter which one, the wind one, the fire one, or the other one. I can't remember.
I'll take the trees.
Okay, so that's two for trees already.
Zariel's probably better in the trees, but whatever. I don't really care too much because I have an idea that will make it not matter. Hopefully.
Well, let's just start moving one at a time and then we'll just kind of figure out what happens.
Are we choosing an initiative order or something?
Oh,
no, we're just choosing our battle zones.
Yeah, Michael, do we just go or?
Left.
Let's roll to see. We'll roll to see who gets to send a guy first.
Oh.
Flint's already run up.
Yeah. Flint's going to come in front and just say, remember, pain is temporary, but honor is forever.
Dude, I'm all about Flint saying that. Hell yeah. Ross hyped now. You're jumping.
Yeah. Somebody roll a d20.
Flint's like, I'm into this.
Flint, roll a d20.
Yeah, I'll do it. Boop, 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 boop. Sorry, I gotta figure out how to just roll a d20 in this game.
Bottom right.
Bottom right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was in...
Oh, God. I guess it doesn't really matter.
Oh, that was Michael's. Okay. Oh, right. Man.
Has anyone watched Dimension 20 at all? There's a guy who's notoriously has bad rolls, and they had to do, like, a party roll, and he's like, I'll do it, rolls it, it's like a 2, and they all, like, flip their shit out on him. Like, why did you do that?
Amazing.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they're picking first. But honestly, it's better for them to pick first, I think.
Oh, and do we get to do little things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's, we're just going to start the fight tomorrow if we're all going to do, like, our introductions.
Wait, Michael, does us losing mean that they get to pick first or we have to pick first?
I think.
Right?
It's like tossing the coin and, you know, before football, they can elect to go or wait.
All right, well, Flint will just go in there and he'll say, I'm Flint. And he'll take out his scimitar in one hand and his hand crossbow in the other and kind of like bring his garments back. And you can see like some traps hanging on the sides and some stuff like that.
Everyone has to pick a second name.
Flint. Preacher loser. I don't know if I have a second name.
These are not binding. These are not binding.
I think Flint should be.
Okay,
like,
I'll think of it.
You can just make
it. Gloomstalker is a class, so.
Yeah, oh, is it? That's why I thought that.
All right, so do they pick now?
Yeah, so they are. They start to confer with each other, and Zavrak immediately pushes forward and ignores all of them and steps into the arena circle.
He wanted to make sure he was in the one side wasn't in.
That's good. That's good for me.
What did Zavrak say?
He says, I have no patience for lollygagging around in the trees.
Well, that's obvious.
And to that, Brett just kind of rolls his eyes and scoffs.
Right. Gret's gonna poison the shit out of me.
Freaking Gret.
That's gonna be bad. It's gonna be so poisony.
Alright, a loony rolls.
There you go.
Okay, I don't have her. Sorry.
Oh, are we rolling again?
No, we don't have to roll. That was just to see who steps into the ring. You guys pick. You decide amongst yourselves who are you going to send to which ring.
Okay.
I'll go if you guys...
Who do we want to split up? Who do we want to split up, I think, is the question.
I think Flint
and Noctis both want to be in the trees, so I guess...
Right, Noctis, go trees, do you think? You know you're a trees guy.
I'm actually way more interested in coming over here to Zavrak.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Go right now. I love it.
I'm going to go right up, just right within, like, toe-to-toe almost, and be like, sup, big guy? You work out? That's a lot of muscles. Must make it a little hard to fly like all these other birds.
Did you say birds? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Racism.
I love this. Racism's amazing.
Racism is great in fantasy settings.
That's what I said.
Yep.
Though
apparently when I played the anti-greenskin, anti-goblin racist guy in that one game, it was a little much for Zach. Did he say that?
Maybe.
He was playing a half orc. He's like, well,
yeah. Oh, yeah, he was pissed. How tall is Noctis?
I forget he's like about 6 feet, I think.
Okay. All right, so he's not like completely towered over, but just mostly. All right, they get
probably.
Wait, so are the two circles the two I thought that we had a circle and they had a circle.
Oh, these are the arenas.
The two circles, the two arenas. Okay.
They're the two arenas, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, Gret is going to say, well, it's a given for me, so.
Now we want him to not be in the tree arena.
Welcome.
We said what?
Okay, if this guy wants to be in the tree arena, if we put four in the other one, then he doesn't get to pick. And then we can make him be in the Coliseum arena.
No.
Does that make sense?
Wait, which one? He's already in.
No. The one on the left is locked in for the tree.
That's yeah.
One on the right is
whatever was first picked.
He's like the sneaky dude.
Okay, got it.
The one that ends up with four people in it is going to be the duel that fights first.
Okay. I thought they also picked the arena. So that's fine.
Oh, okay.
I see the confusion. It's a whole thing. We're locking arenas. Zuriel, do you have a place you want to go? If not, we can go to one of the other NPCs.
I don't want to go yet, yeah.
Okay. Let's go. How about Artemis? Anybody have thoughts, feelings?
Artemis, I mean, probably. The wolf.
We also want to make sure we have
the wolf is
both of them, ideally. So healing would be Artemis and Aemon, right? So we want to split
right.
Those two.
And I mean, yeah, a little bit of healing from Olunu.
And Roth has healing, too.
Oh, right, of course.
Right, yeah.
But Roth is probably going to
Roth probably is the best healing of everyone.
The three of us don't have any healing. Roth, or not Roth. Zariel, like, Noctis, and Flint are kind of. I've got a good berry, you know.
Okay, I think we go. The Artemis probably goes into the trees with the Beastmaster with her beast, right?
I would think that's where Artemis wants to be. I think that's probably where Aemon wants to be too, but he might want to prefer to see people. So yeah, let's say sure. Artemis goes in the woods.
All right. Sure. Moving her. And I'm
putting I have a feeling Aemon's going to immediately die.
Well, I actually got an idea about Aemon.
We'll bring him back.
Okay.
My idea about Aemon is that he's going to try to escape and we're going to have to cut him ourselves.
Jesus.
To make sure he bleeds.
Yikes.
Which is why I'd love Noctis to be in the same spot as him, because then he can just cut his throat, teleport, cut his throat, and keep fighting.
Oh my god.
That's my thought. He's going to run.
Don't do it. Alright, yeah, I feel like we got to put him into the other one. Either that, or he's going to, like, try to stick right behind Artemis whole time, you know what I mean?
That's a good call. Roth needs to push him over to the other one, I think.
That's okay. Yeah. After Michael chooses.
Yeah.
All
right. We got Artemis with the beast.
Okay.
Well, we put her in the woods.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Yeah, a wolf outside of the woods doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, not at all.
That's true.
All right, you're up, Avians.
Tarava is going to step into the arena.
Okay. That's not what you want to see, I'm going to be honest. That's not what you want to see. That arena is filling up. Ellie, do you want to wait?
Okay, we're next.
I think Zariel has to go against the shaman.
Okay,
so when she steps forward, yeah, Zariel will.
Okay, cool. cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She'll just step forward and nod at her.
Bam,
not just going to look over and be like, way to go, Shadow Sister.
Zariel, Shadow Sister. Shadow Spinner. I like that.
Ooh,
Shadow Spinner.
That'll be
very nice.
Oh, yeah.
She has a pet
Tarava. Tarava, it was the one who had accused you of being infested by shadow. And so she looks at you and she says, I look forward to burning the infection out of you.
You're welcome to try. She'll probably kill me in one hit. I just want everyone to know that.
No. Come on.
It's possible.
Okay, who is next? Sira is going to step into the wood circle.
There we go. That's what we need.
I kind of feel like a loony could be good for the woods. Because she has a lot of AoE stuff, which will help if she can't, like, attack or target someone. You know what I mean?
That's what I was wondering about her for the Colosseum. Like, would her AoE be better? Like, where would it be better?
Like, where there's no obstructions, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, my thought was, like, if there are obstructions, she could get around them, essentially. But
I don't think she's going to be as nimble in the woods.
Okay, yeah, she can go Colosseum.
Right, we're going to Looney Colosseum
on acid.
I think the non-obstructions like make sense for her to like build off of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Picking sides. Okay.
Oh. Maybe that was the wrong choice. That's fine.
Why, you wanted Roth to be there?
I wanted Roth to go into the Colosseum, but...
Okay. That's what I was thinking, too.
Can we redo since you didn't pick yet?
Yep.
All right, Looney's going to the other side. Yeah, I did a bad math.
Well, which side is going to fight?
Well, we'll see. Get a load of that poison, possibly,
Colosseum's
literally.
Colosseum's going
to
do first.
Yeah, that's true, too. You're right.
Oh,
very good
true.
Call. She wanted to figure out what was going on with the green stuff.
Oh, duh. Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. She's also kind of squishy and cover is helpful, but...
Yeah.
Well, Tovor is just... He's not budging until he sees where Roth goes.
Yeah. Yeah. We're playing a little game here.
That's kind of fun.
So Moverick and Arak are kind of debating with each other a little bit about it, and he kind of points over at one, and Arak shakes his head a little bit, and then he kind of finally nudges him, and he reluctantly walks over to...
Yeah, everybody wants to fight in the trees.
Well, the birds, you know.
Yeah, so Roth will nudge Eamon in the circle.
All right, where are you nudging him?
Colosseum.
Colosseum. Okay.
Well, hopefully
making it sound like
that's
a bad choice.
Yeah.
he needs to be.
I mean,
healer.
You do.
You need healing over there. Yeah. So she's gonna go down right away.
Yeah, you do need healing over there, don't you?
My hope is that they don't care about him and they just leave him alone.
Oh yeah, we've got two off healers on our side, so.
Yeah.
Go on Flint's side.
Okay, so let's see. If Arak goes to the Colosseum, that will for sure mean that happens first. He is...
Well, Kelly's not here. Not Kelly. Kelly is here. Sheila's not here.
he is going to walk into the woods. He's just more comfortable there.
Makes sense. That one is a rock. A rock. Oh yeah, with a snow leopard.
All right, Roth.
I gesture charred towards Tovar to see if he wants to pick first.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I'll kind of point to both and I'll gesture to him.
Fascinating.
He just regards you implacably.
He stares at you with unblinking raptor eye.
I try to get to him to say same time we step into a circle.
Come on.
Is he into that?
No.
Okay, because I kind of want to debate and bait him and then switch. I want him to toe the line and then immediately go to the other. Yeah, we're going Coliseum.
All right.
I'm scared.
Oh, it's gonna be awesome.
He starts to walk toward the woods, and then steps over.
I give him a good one. Yeah, hey, nice job. That was good.
You get a head nod, and what might be a wink because he blinks once.
I am Rot, 2i. He doesn't understand. He speaks bird only, so it's fine.
So we find out.
Okay. We have our matchup.
Feeling good. Feeling good.
Arok, Gret, and Syra will be fighting Flint, Artemis, Aluni with one wild card, but first we shall fight in the arena. Tovor, Zabrak, Tirava, and Mulgrew against Roth, Noctis, Zariel, and Aemon.
Fucking Aemon, dude.
Alright. Can you throw some raptor sounds up in the background?
Thank you.
No. Raptors ones that have like lame caws. Or is that eagles? Maybe that's
like that.
Or like crows.
I think that's eagles. Yeah.
What? What? What?
Okay.
That's my favorite Raven one. All right, start with arena.
All right, so the arena.
We get to watch, right? Us forest people, we get to watch the arena, right?
You will be allowed to watch, yes. And there will be a time for preparation ahead of time. So if you have a long-lasting spell that you want to cast, you'll have time to do that before the fight starts.
Great.
All right, so...
Surprise round? Can I do like a surprise round bless?
Well, that's sweet. Yeah, can we do like immediate before stuff too?
Yeah, yeah. They'll be counting down.
Right before we start, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, this arena, like I said, is on top of a hill, a rocky hill, or basically a mound of dirt that's been piled on top of a hill. There are five stones.
Also, we can't see, by the way.
Oh, you can't? Okay.
It's very spooky.
It is.
Is it just black?
Well, I see. Late darkness. Yeah.
How's that?
That's really good.
Oh, okay.
Badass.
And there's just a gigantic, gigantic bonfire in the center.
They get two fire things? Cheating.
Now,
you're gonna have to stuff that shit out with a shadow.
Well, I will say, fortunately for our resident shadow guy, the bonfire casts long shadows behind each of the pillars.
Oh, that's good.
I immediately put the soup away.
Just set up a soup pot.
I was about to get the soup going, yeah.
Just compulsory.
Just like, it's like, all right, here's the spices.
Ooh, I wonder, what if we just like, picture, yeah. The spices? Yeah,
me too. It's dark. It's the way I like it.
It's dark again? Goddamn.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I make like a special point to make everything visible, and then I make too many things. That's my excuse. All right. Token vision off. Oh, well, no. We need token vision on this one. You just need to place your tokens. I'll place your tokens for you. So let's see. Who's on that side? We've got Roth, of course. Zariel.
Noctis.
Yep.
And Aemon.
And Aemon. Okay.
And a little pseudo dragon.
Mm-hmm. I might be able to pull her out. There she is. I can use Kenna without worrying about her dying for once. That's nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Are there any bones around here?
They are interred within.
Damn, still bones.
Okay, and so let's see. We had Zavrok, Tobor, of course.
Of course.
Kirava.
Arok.
Ovruk.
No, Arok. It's Arok? No.
No, Arok is in the... No,
no Arok's the Beastmaster.
Oh, that's the Beastmaster. Yeah.
Just Movruk. One name, Movruk.
Oh, yeah, the kid. I'll take him.
Movruk, one name. How do the shadows on this work?
All right.
Oh, I can't see anything. Am I supposed to see anything?
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Okay, I'll put you on. Yeah, so that you can see. Reed, I guess you're going to be sitting this fight out. I could give you Aemon. He's going to be a little underwhelming for you, though.
Because he can't do shit.
I'll do that. I'll give you Aemon in a second. But we'll put the other
I don't participants. Mind underwhelming.
They'll be on your side here. You got to have your backup section, you know. All right, so the base of the hill, whether it's the rocks or the path, that is the out of bounds. If you step onto the path, or if you step off of the rocks.
Rocks or the path. Okay, here's the path.
Can you touch the rocks or no?
You can crawl in the rocks, yes. But as soon as you step off of the rocks onto the ground over here, then now you will not be. You literally cannot leave right now. The circle it's like a brick wall that goes up to infinity. You cannot leave this space, whether you want to or not, unless you've spilled blood on the ground.
So Aemon cannot escape.
He cannot escape.
Oh, then we're fine.
If he tries, though, he's going to. They'll kill all of you. So
he can't. It'll just be like a joke. It'd be like a goof.
Yeah.
He's not going to do. He's got, you know.
Noctis, if he tries to escape,
you got this.
You are instructed to slit his throat. Just teleport, quick slash, get right back in. It's basically a bonus action.
He's just gonna bleed out.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'll play him. I'll play him.
So, David, you were asking about how do the shadows work?
Well, I just realized that those weren't shadows. Those were lines of sight. Because I was like, they're all pointing at the fire. So, okay.
Yeah, you got the lines of sight, but yeah, all the shadows obviously are spreading out from the bonfire in the center. So you have ample space to do your thing. Okay. Now is your chance to cast whatever you're going to cast on each other or yourselves.
Give me Eamon.
Do we?
Oh, and you can decide if there's any items that you want the others to give you guys, like potions or anything like that. Speak now.
No, but I am gonna take the opportunity to put my hood up and put both my daggers in my belt.
Okay.
Sign me Eamon. Eamon. Eamon.
And what happens when you do that?
Give me
Eamon. Give him
Eamon. Yeah. All right. I will. Hold on.
Okay.
Ooh, so what happened? Question. Your pants fall off because you accidentally slit your belt.
Oh, that'd be kind of funny.
Whoops.
Are you going to not need your daggers? That's why they're in there.
What makes you think I have pants?
There you go.
He never had pants on the first.
Long tunic. I'm a monk.
Good point.
He's just
a... Now, when... Sorry, I didn't realize that was actually a question for me. So, it's just that some of you might have noticed my dagger sometimes disappears, so I'm just establishing that it has not disappeared. It is fully appeared. And also, when I do put my hood up, I am substantially more difficult to find or see.
Makes sense to me.
Zara looks at him and goes, all right, and she does it too.
Nice.
And it's also substantially harder to see.
That's
nice.
You know what?
The solidarity of shadows right there.
Beth puts his hands in his pants. Okay, I have a question.
Hey, how did his pockets just
freeze? His pants? Yeah. Isn't it pockets?
I haven't invented pockets yet. Sure about...
Do we need...
No.
Pockets is the next... Pockets is the next century. Do we think we need a Pokeball here? Should we wait until it gets bad, potentially? Should we save it for the next fight? Save it till it's
maybe
bad?
Just wait.
Okay.
I have a feeling this is going to be the hard one, but yeah, maybe wait and pull it out if we need to.
If we need it, okay.
Because then you can decide based on what is happening.
Yeah,
if we need a heal, if we need
Michael, can you tell us... is the Pokeball an action, a bonus action, just a free whatever?
What does it say in the...
It says free. It says, don't worry about it, guys. You can do whatever you want.
You can retcon the whole
thing. It's a magic action.
Magic action is the regular standard action, then.
Yeah, it's fair. You can do whatever you want. Got it.
That's only once.
I'm telling you guys this. You see each of the avians in front of you has two potions of healing.
Okay.
What?
Just FYI.
Okay.
They're going to be like annoying NPCs in From Software games where they just keep healing the whole time.
Amazing.
I'm going to try to limit that somewhat a little bit, but there are healers over there.
Do we see them doing anything else in preparation?
Yes. I'm going to have to go through and look. This is going to be a lot for me to figure out here.
Okay, so one of the best strategies in most games is to steal the heals. So if anybody can steal any healing...
Like, steal a healing potion?
Yes, healing potion.
Absolutely.
Or
like you attack, and then like you have a little extra like grapple for the healing potion.
Did I use my bonus unarmed attack?
Yeah.
Can I
pick pocket on an unarmed attack?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Absolutely. Make sure you get two.
Can I send my mage in over right now and try to pickpocket them? No, I'm not going to do that. That's a good way to get us all killed.
That's a great way to get us killed.
All right. So the first thing that you see over on the other side is you see Tirava. You see her cast Barkskin on herself.
Ah.
That makes her resistant to physical damage.
It's iron defense.
It's plus two AC. At least easy.
No. It sets her AC at a solid number. Basically, your AC cannot be lower than, and I believe the number is 17.
Okay. Oh shit!
Is it 17? That's better than it used to be. That's cool though.
Oh, everybody who can cast spells, you may check your number of spells that you have.
24. Thank you. No problem.
Oh yeah, I was gonna ask that. Artemis casted a couple of paths without traces. Is she gonna get those slots back before we start? Probably not.
No.
Alright.
Okay, I'm unsure about spellcasting with this character. Yep. Am I reading my character sheet right that I have zero spell slots for the things? Is it because I don't need spell slots for them? Because I'm not a caster, but they're like monk things.
Let's see. Like, yes, exactly. That's exactly right. Okay. I believe that you can cast them. There's a certain number of them that you can cast for free.
Yes.
Or you can spend points.
Yeah,
and so they should be in there. If you crack them open and look inside, that's what they should say.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering because it says zero spell slots, so I just wanted to make sure.
That noise.
Everybody is blessed except for me.
Oh.
Ugh. I was so close to casting Bless on myself instead of Aemon. That's not Roth. It's not what he does.
It would have been a better play, but it is not Roth.
All right, let's see what we got.
Way better. Oh, damn it.
I do have something I want to do, like, is right before we start.
Oh, okay.
Dude, Bless is so sick.
Ooh.
Let's see.
Okay.
She is also, Tirava is also going to cast another spell, I think. Is that a concentration? Just need to, she's basically casting what she can of the things that she doesn't have to concentrate on that still last. Okay, yeah, she is casting Aid. At level 3.
Oh, so she can do everybody?
It increases, it's only 3 people, I believe, but each level you go up adds another 5 temporary hit points.
Fine. I will cast another one. I'm also going to cast Aid. On everybody except for me.
Thanks, Roth.
Question. Michael.
And
she chooses
to cast Aid on Zabrak, Tovor, and herself, and leaves Mofruk.
Dude, I feel bad for my boy. I feel bad for my boy.
Do we visually know that?
Yeah, you can see her.
You see magic. For
giving the blessing.
Okay, Noctis is going to yell out across the battlefield, Mavrok, that must really hurt.
Oh, dude. Oh, but he doesn't know. He only speaks bird. He only speaks bird.
He only speaks bird.
He doesn't know. Do you guys see Bless and Aid in your top right corner or no?
No, I don't.
No.
Okay. Okay. Do you see either or no?
No.
Nothing.
Okay, well, let me try to cast again, then.
Yeah, I see it on their tokens. I don't see it on my token.
Right, that.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
And then.
Yeah.
I just need to move a little closer.
Okay. Yes.
Beautiful. Right,
you guys got both Eamon, you got both.
Reed. Sweet. Yes, I got both. Thank you.
Okay. You have both in the right corner.
Two, right?
You should see two. You should see bless, which are hands, and then aid, which is a cross, purple and white, yellow cross.
I still see all flit stuff. How do I switch my heads up display just to
click
Eamon?
Just click on the picture of Eamon on the board.
Blah, blah, blah. Eamon, where are you? Okay, here we go. Oh, yeah. Much better.
Make sure you heal up. You get the extra temporary hit points, but you have to manually heal up to max them.
Okay, bless and aid.
So you just add 5 to what you got for aid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? I have to do that like on my character sheet?
So you just add 5.
Just heal yourself 5.
Okay. But it says plus 5. Oh, okay. So you can just say, like, give yourself the 50. Okay. It won't let me go higher.
It increased your maximum, but not the amount. So what it made you do is you went, if you had 60 hit points, now you have 60 out of 65 hit points. So just give yourself as many hit points as you can.
So make sure you're at your maximum.
They won't let me. Like, I have 50 plus 5, and I can only go to 50.
You're maxed.
I'm maxed. But I should have 55, because I've got the plus 5.
The plus 5 includes your 45 normally.
Oh, I don't know this.
That's great.
Yep. Okay, cool.
Noctis, I think you have to add 5.
No, it added. It added mine. Saving throws. Because I normally have 52, and it says I have 57 now.
But did you heal yourself 5?
You need to heal your...
I see what you mean. Okay.
I'm going to be 100% with you guys. I have no idea what you're doing, but I don't have to do it because I didn't cast it on myself, so perfect.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Can we see Eamon's health bar?
Oh, yes. Yes, I will make it.
You are seeing it's just really small. It's tiny. We try not to mention in front of him, though, because it makes him feel like less of a man.
Yeah.
What's everybody's ACs?
Bad.
17.
Oh.
17's not bad.
16. Why is it 16?
Congrats. is it because you're next to me right now?
Oh.
Is that a thing?
So, can we do, like, battle-oriented spells as well that are just, like, concentration spells?
I'm concentrating right now.
Yep. Okay. Oh, and that's what I was going to ask you. Does Eamon doesn't show any actual spell slots for second level, third level, and fourth level spells? Does he have them? Or not.
Let me look.
He just shows 0 out of whatever. I just didn't know.
I talked about that here. I'll give them to you. Max amount here.
Oh, you did?
As you can see, I talked about it, but we're good now. You've got what you need.
Okay, well, I missed that. Sorry.
That's all right.
Okay.
A lot going on.
He's going to cast Conjure Animals. And conjure birds, little avian-looking birds. And if ideally they're going to match, like, a couple of them will match, like, what the avians look like. You know, we'll have a little black one with one eye. But smaller. Yeah. So they'll get their own thing. And then he's going to... wild shape into a bear.
Okay.
And he's gonna look slightly like Ari.
Oh.
But it may be a different color.
Not glowing.
Not glowing.
Noctis just looks over and says, I can conjure birds too. And then he does something with his both of his fingers on his hand.
Mm-hmm. then Eamon's going to stand up and he like turns from a mild mannered practitioner into a fucking bear. And he's just like stands up on his side, on his feet, and is like, bear sounds.
We're all like, holy shit.
Turn into the mouth and be like, you slit his throat.
Fine.
Sweet. Conjure Animals is great. I'm happy with this character.
Alright, good. Are you able to, do you want me to cast those, or are you going to try? I have not tried these spells out. So
didn't I cast it? I just hit the, I just took the point away, so maybe I shouldn't have done that. Summon. Yeah, here we go. Cast that third level. Yep. Con. Consume. Yes. What's place summons mean?
That means click on the map, and that's where it's going to summon your spirit, your conjure animals.
Okay. Oh, cool. Where are all these birds? Okay. We're going right there. Heck yeah, conjure animals. Conjured animals!
If anybody's having a bad time, if you're within 10 feet of me, I got you some protection. So just remember that. Yes.
Yeah, well, they came up with wolves, but they have pack damage.
Anybody within 10 feet of Roth adds his charisma bonus, which is +3, to all of their saving throws. All of their saving throws, which is pretty incredible. Mm-hmm.
Within 10 feet.
And then because he has taken the Oath of Protection, you also have damage reduction of 3.
Yeah, so it's pretty sick.
So every hit you take will be reduced by 3 while you're within 10 feet of Roth. And it should appear on your effects bar when it
that's +3 for
reduction. And then also if you're within 5 feet and you're doing really bad, I can substitute my health for yours as well. Which I do better when I'm hurt, obviously. So if people feel like they need a comfort blanket, I got you.
This is like a dream come true for Roth being required to get bloody.
Oh my god, are you kidding me? He's
yeah, it's the best.
there's like a chance that if he makes it out of here with very low health and he wants to do the other one, that he just doesn't even heal. You know, because he's already there.
Oh, I can do this too? Okay, I'll do that later.
Huh. I like the puppy.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Let's try to get through one round of combat. What do people say?
Yeah.
One round.
I got one thing I have to do before we start. Two things. But I want to do it right before because it doesn't last very long. Okay, I'm going to look across. Same with Bless and stuff. Yeah, this is all happening.
Yeah.
Close together. Okay, I'm going to look across to Tirava. And I'm going to speak normally, but I'm going to use thaumaturgy to make my voice louder so they can hear me. And I'm going to say, I'm going to show you everything that I can do and prove that I have complete control over my abilities.
Oh, God.
I hope that after we're done here, we can talk about how to cleanse this forest of the corruption, because I think I'm the best one to do it. And I'm going to Form of Dread.
Oh, here we go.
So, Shadow...
Have you seen this one?
Like pours from her mouth and eyes and ears, and starts swirling around her. I'll do that first. I haven't formed a dread in like a very long time.
I'm gonna go ahead and walk away a little bit. This is not my favorite. I think this is the second time I've seen it.
No, you've seen it a lot.
No, so David, so what has actually happened is she's getting spooky, and literally every time she's done this, like, Roth has somehow, like, avoided, like, eyeline sight or, like, behind something. This is still, like, pretty new to him, actually.
It didn't give me the temp HP for some reason. Also, I rolled a 1. That's annoying.
Whoa. Don't tell him. Not that he can't see
it. It's still 8.
But what does it look like? It's for the journal. It's for science.
What, the form of dread?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you pop it up, Michael? Or no?
Yes, I can. I'm not sure why you didn't change form. You should already have done so.
Maybe I can do that down here. Nope. Yeah, I can change into this random dwarf guy.
I can change you from here. Appearance.
Oh, nice. Heck yeah.
Oh, there's the temp HP.
What do you got, Reed?
Well, I need to retcon some of this because turns out he doesn't do bear real good. So he's gonna actually summon a pack of wolves for his summon creatures, and he's going to turn into a wolf himself.
Ooh, that's fun.
But I was just oohing and eyeing because I can actually channel lunar magic when in wild shape form, which is pretty terrific.
That's cool. Yeah, so she... Basically, the way it starts is, like, shadow solidifies and, like, starts to flow from, like, her mouth and her eyes, and also the shadows that are, like, under her feet or behind her from the fire or whatever kind of, like, start swirling around her, and she's just kind of a roiling mass of shadow. And on top of that, I'm going to cast Shadow of Moyle.
Oh, hell yeah!
Is that a Jewish man who sells lox and bagels?
Exactly.
Moyle.
Wait, I'm confused. Why am I placing a template? What does the spell do? I don't know why it's asking me to place a template, because it's just me that's doing it.
Let me see.
I can get out. Maybe I need to not do that. I have so many things spinning around me right now. It's very funny.
Yeah, that should have followed you around. But again, there are so many spells, I can't make sure every single one works. Especially, so we can move the template around you so that we can see where it is.
Yeah. I'm also wondering if I should have just not clicked place template, maybe. I'm going to do it again because I got rid of it by accident. And I'll not take the spell point away. And maybe I'll do no measure template and see if that works. It didn't. Okay.
Is that just like casting shadows that move around with you or something?
So, yes. It flame-like shadows wreath your body. I'm heavily obscured. So that means that other people are blinded trying to see me, so they have disadvantage on me and I have advantage on them. And until the spell ends, I'm resistant to radiant damage. And if someone hits me with a melee attack, the shadows lash out and deal necrotic damage.
That is so hot. Can Noctis sneak her through there?
Can Noctis what? Yes,
can Noctis sneak her through?
You can hang out.
Okay. I mean, because I can see through magical darkness, so I'm assuming that was magical darkness. So
Roth is puking indeed right now again.
And also the shadow, like around me, it's dim light, or it turns dim light into darkness and bright light into dim light. So if that is helpful to you to be in it, you can get closer if you want to.
Dim light and shadows are always very helpful.
So this is what Zariel looks like from a distance in her form.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of darkness.
But underneath that, you see that she's basically completely consumed by these tendrils of shadow everywhere. Looks something more like
that. Yeah, that's the gross one.
Yes.
Very Japanese looking. Got it.
Yeah.
Like the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roth's aura of protection, which I just always assume has some light component to it, is like hemorrhaging against like the darkness aura of Zariel right now, and they're like fighting each other.
When they hit, they curl around each other.
Yeah,
it seems to fight.
Nice.
I'm walking away.
Well, I'm resistant to your stupid radiant damage.
Yep. Thank God I have more than radiant.
Tarava, when she sees you transform like that, her eyes widen and she immediately starts giving a benediction to herself, and she casts on herself protection from evil and good.
Yeah.
Which concentration. Aberrations, yes, exactly. And you count as an aberration. Creatures of those types. Celestials, my friend, Roth, you count as a celestial. Aberrations, celestials.
Oh, no.
Creatures of those type have disadvantage on attack rolls against the target. The target also can't be possessed by or gain the charmed or frightened conditions from them.
Damn.
It is a concentration, though.
Canceled her bless, right? And used a spell slot on that bless she already did?
Yeah, so she's popping a lot of her stuff early.
Yeah, nobody's gonna have any spell slots left soon.
they're not any of those things, though. I was gonna say I have protection from evil and good, but I don't think they are any of those things.
Unless Roth is that scared of Zariel. Please don't take away this bless.
Okay, we ready?
I guess so.
Yeah. Roll initiative.
All right. Oh, yeah, 50 out of 45. Nice.
I still don't have my temp HP, I don't think. We could just remember.
What are all these? Initiative. Sorry, I was not paying attention. Hey, get your dice out of here. I can't see my initiative.
Oh, I see it. Never mind. I can add it.
Nice.
Hey, all right.
I feel like I'm cursed with initiative.
You are.
It's always bad.
Yeah.
Zavrak has advantage on his initiative rolls.
My guy.
Oh, okay. I should also explain to you very quickly. Do you want to see what just happens when you fight these guys because they can fly?
Yes. Yes.
Just want to see what happens.
I think we're not going to get a single round in if we don't.
All right. Okay, everybody rolled. I believe everybody's rolled.
Sure.
Okay. And begin encounter.
Nice. Oh, God. Tobor.
30 feet.
Okay. Let's change up the music a little bit here.
Got it. Cool. Tova! Thank you for having different music. I was getting bored with the other music.
All right, Tovar. is just going to...
A lot of squares there to get across.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, for the ranged, for the non-ranged people, that's a problem.
Ugh.
Don't worry, I'm a wolf. Totally got a lot of range.
Have to run.
He is simply going to move up behind this pillar and hide.
Like hide-hide or?
Like hide-hide. He's making a stealth check.
Do we see where he goes?
You see him go behind the pillar, yes. It's just whether or not he's cloaked sufficiently in the shadows.
He's a rogue.
Of course he's a rogue.
No, he's not a rogue, actually. He used his entire action. He's just so far away, he's not going to be able to do much until he gets closer.
I was like, dude, please don't be a rogue.
He's biding his time.
I don't want to deal with that.
No, the blowgun guy is a rogue.
Good.
That's later's problem.
That's 6 months from now when we get to it.
Yeah, exactly.
David, this is normal. This is a normal day for us.
Well, we've never played one where everybody got to load up on their stuff first.
We're all just doing our best.
That's pretty fine.
Fine, yeah.
Zavrak is going to run. His movement is 40, I believe. Yes. He's going to move to behind the pillar, and he is going to dodge.
Lame.
He's going to dodge? What, was he going to ready the dodge action?
No, he just moved up and then is using his action to dodge, which will give you guys disadvantage on attacks against him.
Fine.
He's big and dumb, but he's not that big and dumb to charge four of you guys.
I was just about to be that big and dumb. That was my plan.
Roth isn't dumb.
I know. Well,
he's not the most wise.
We cannot read.
He can't read, though.
So. He's prepared.
It's 30, 35. 40. Can I prep a bonus action? Or can I only prep an action?
Yeah, I would allow it. Yeah.
I'll prep. Do I have to tell you or can I keep it secret?
Well, you can hold your action, but then once you use your action, then you'll fall to that point in the initiative. So you'll lose initiative spots. However, if you tell me what it is and say, this one action, as soon as I can, I'll do it, then you won't lose your spot.
Okay, I wanna hold challenge.
Ah, okay. Until somebody gets within range? Until who? You have to tell me who you're aiming for.
Okay, I don't want to do this game anymore. I'm hoping to get Zavrak.
Ah, okay.
Where did Zavrak go? I missed it. Which pillar?
He's in the pillar next to by me.
Thanks.
Ass.
All right. Eamon is up. You turned into a bear, right?
Wolf.
A wolf?
He has a wolf pack as well. And he's also muted. You get a wolf and a wolf pack. It's better for the character.
Okay.
No, we still can't hear you. I love the hood. Ellie's got to get out her cloak next time.
I will. It's just so hard to put on, man.
No, it's just worth it.
Can you hear this?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
It's a little quiet.
How's that?
Good.
Good.
Huh. I don't know what happened. I must have touched something when I put my hood on.
Worth it.
Movement speed. Let me just check that out. CR. Oh, 40. Okay, cool. 40. Let's see.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, Eamon, you are going to want to use the wolf form. Did that open up for you? Did it open up the sheet?
I look like a wolf now.
Yeah.
I certainly look like a wolf now.
Do you have your wolf form sheet open?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay. Use your wolf form sheet while you're in wolf form.
Lovely.
And let me know when you want to go back.
When I get killed. Okay, so that was 20 feet. 25, 30, 35, 40 by Roth. And I'm going to move the pack of wolves up with us. Kind of in front. Well, he can be on the side like that. That's fine. That's where we are.
Pass. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
We got a meat shield.
Hell yeah. Let's do it. Oh, click your icon at the top and then it'll pass for you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Mavrok. Day of his time. Is everybody else like watching like around the circle Coliseum style?
I mean,
but Michael, are there fans? Are other people there?
Yes.
So like when Mavrok's about to move there, you hear the student section go crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I think like Luna loved getting her lion hat for him.
Yes. Yeah.
Push forward, push forward, push forward, Mavrok.
Truly, he's dumb.
I think he's just inexperienced.
Okay. He is going to use Step of the Wind as a bonus action.
Oh, he's a monk. Shit.
Yep, for fuck.
To double his movement. I believe his movement is 40, yes. We got some monk on monk action here.
Right down that
He is going to hide.
Oh, yeah.
And he rolls a natural one.
Oh, no.
His nerves got the better of him. You hear rocks go and fall down the rocks, and you hear a bird cursing. And all the students on that side are going, no!
Oh, no, I feel so bad for my boy.
All right, so he does have some cover where he is because he's down below the rocks, but you know exactly where he is.
Like, so, do you Q ping him?
Right there.
Got it. Thank you.
All right, Noctis, you're up.
All right.
Slit his throat.
Section, Step of the Wind.
No, I have a
80 feet.
I have a different, different idea. I don't know if this is going to work out or not, but
those are the best ideas.
Well, we'll see if that is true. I'm going to cast Darkness.
Oh, fuck.
Right over top of that big bonfire.
Oh,
nice.
Here we go.
Roth is blind like right now.
That Roth can't see a goddamn thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wait, do we know if avians can see in the dark?
David, take an inspiration point. Oh, you already have an inspiration point. Take another fucking inspiration point. You have two inspiration points. That's awesome.
God damn it.
I think I do have another scene that I can use. It's the exact same scene, except there's no bonfire. So let me see if I can actually do that. Because otherwise it's going to still show the light.
I mean, that's okay. We can just say, like, there's no light, but.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I think it'll be
cool. I'm a wolf in a wolf pack. I got to have dark vision, yeah?
Yeah, look at your character sheet.
I figured most of us do. I wasn't sure about Roth, but, yep. I mean, he has, like, giant flaming sword or some shit, so.
Most is correct. No, Roth isn't the one with the sword.
Oh, well.
Damn it.
Your radiant damage will just have to do.
It will.
Yeah, isn't Roth glowy?
I think I made that up.
not functionally glowy.
I don't think he's functionally glowy.
Yeah,
yes. There we go.
You know what? It's fine. I'm just gonna go off of the teenage cell phones.
The weird thing is, and this kind of breaks my brain, is Noctis can still see the bonfire.
Oh, yeah, Zarya's doing it.
So,
yes.
So,
what?
Sorry, but it's very sad fire.
Yes.
You can see through the darkness spell.
I can see through magical darkness, and also specifically my own magical darkness. Nice. Yeah. And that's cool. I think I would like to. That was my action. Rage. So I'm going to take my movement to here. Oop, I'm on ruler instead. I take my movement to here. And since I'm now in the shadow, I'm going to teleport.
That's cool.
I'm going to teleport, just to this side of the rock. Okay. And that would be my bonus action. And so I think I am basically done.
Zarya looks over at the fire that she can also see and is like, oh, I never thought about what would happen if you did that.
You can see the flames, but they're very muted.
Yeah, like black and white TV.
Yep.
Michael,
cell phone on sleep mode.
Can I just get a clarification on how little I can see right now? You can think about that over the next.
I'll tell you exactly what it is. You are in dim light now. You can look up the rules for that, but off the top of my head, what that means is you have disadvantage on seeing and attacking people.
Fuck yeah.
But so do they. Owlin have dark vision now, but raptors do not. They have excellent far sight,
nice.
But they're all in, everybody in the dark is.
That's pretty brilliant.
All right.
Yeah.
Time to grapple some motherfuckers.
Exactly. Grapple. And remember, pack tactics. They get anywhere near my pack, it's going to be awesome.
Man.
Come on, melee. They're just going to zap me with thunder.
All right, spooky girl.
Yeah. Can I see this? What's his face?
You would have to get closer to him. You'd have to be standing about here or so in order to see him because he's under the line of rocks.
What if I go
You know exactly where he is. If you get to the edge of the rocks right about there, yes, I'll allow it. But you have to get to the edge.
I can get there, but I'm deciding if it's worth the spell slot. Okay, what counts exactly is out of bounds?
The bottom of the rocks. So basically any part of the arena there that is rock and also ground counts as out of bounds.
Where is Tirava? Can I just not see her line of sight wise?
Yeah, she's behind the...
She's behind a pillar.
Her pillar.
Sorry, I have something I can do. I just am debating whether I should burn my spell slots for it.
Gosh, do it. You'll never get them back after you're dead.
Okay. Okay, I'll move 30. I don't think I can move the template. I was trying to look at the settings to see if I could see it, but I can't.
I'll move it for you.
Okay. I will Misty Step. Oh, okay. If I was, like, here, can I see him?
Yeah, I would say so.
All right. Okay. Then I will Eldritch Blast him, and I have advantage because he can't see me. And I yell to Noctis, duck!
Noctis will duck when he can?
I'm assuming Noctis is like a bit lower too.
Oh yeah, we're on the side of the hill, right?
Yeah.
He probably can just go right over me.
Twenty-five hits.
Okay, repelling blast. So he gets knocked back 10 feet. I'm hoping, here.
Yep. How close is he?
Same idea I was thinking for my next turn.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the perfect way to do it, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Keep blowing him backwards.
I have two.
Now remember, unless he's bloodied, he has to be under half health to be pushed out.
Oh.
So you'll slam him up against the wall, and he won't be happy about it. But you can't truly defenestrate him until he's bloodied.
Okay, I maybe wouldn't have done any of that in that case, actually. Oh.
Okay. Do you want to retcon it?
Yeah, my goal was to get him out of this fight immediately, and I don't think I can.
But you can't get out until you're bloodied.
Yeah. So maybe I'll let Nox handle him.
Okay, somebody write that down for the recap next time.
We rewind.
David, you got that one?
You got that
one. AI.
History eraser button.
Okay, sorry for the waste of time. I'm going to give myself
here. I'm chasing you around with your darkness shadow.
All right. Okay. So.
Benny Hill music is playing.
I'm gonna sing more lame and just move for a little bit of cover behind that pillar, and I'm going to ready an Eldritch Blast in case I like if I if anything is in my line of sight and range, then I will shoot an Eldritch Blast at it.
Okay. We'll have to remember that somehow. Yeah, I know. I'll. Okay.
I keep Kenna with me too.
All right.
It would have been cool if I could have done it.
Yeah. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Maybe later.
Yeah. Zavrak is the type who will pick you up and throw you out of the arena if he wants to. So just remember.
Yeah.
It's good for the goose.
He can try.
For the raptor. It's good for the falcon.
There you go.
Okay.
Who else readied something? Roth readied a challenge.
Yep.
Okay, I'll write both down.
All right, Tarava, huh?
Thank you.
Tarava is up. She can't. That darkness in her way is a pain in the butt. I need to check the wording of a spell real quick.
Nope.
Nope, she says. Now I need to get out my ruler. No. Okay. Yeah. What I am trying to do is not working. I'll tell you what. We'll pick up with her turn next time because the item that I'm trying to use didn't work properly. So we will do that for next time. But she will cast a spell probably.
Good. She is a spellcaster.
Probably. That makes sense.
Yep.
Love it.
A druid of the Circle of Fire, actually. That's what she is.
That's the
Circle of Fire, I think. Is splattered.
They are almost as cool as Star Druids.
Yeah. I think they're second coolest.
Yeah.
What does Protect from Evil and Good do? We have a disadvantage against her.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we can't see if they could take a pot shot at her just to mess up with the concentration.
Drop the concentration. Yeah. Be huge.
I mean, I have things I can do that require me doing an attack roll at her. But.
Now, this is the close arena. Imagine how big the outdoor arena is going to be. It's going to be very cat and mouse.
This is cat and mouse right now.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
We have 5 stones here, and everybody's hiding behind a fucking stone.
We'll bring it out.
I'm ready for this thing to break wide open. How big are these stones? Can I break one?
They're about 20 feet tall.
So maybe.
Can Roth pokeball someone that can help him see?
Oh my god, that'd be amazing. The blind leading the blind. I'd pick somebody without dark vision.
You need to get a loony to make some drops. She can make some dark vision eye drops for you.
I'm good.
Can I retcon one thing and send Kenna over to Roth instead of with me?
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Thank you. Just point me in the right direction.
Yeah, so she can help him, right? Like she could make noise where there's a person. So
I mean, we know she can project images.
I was going to say, she projects my vision.
Just put her right on top of your head.
The good thing about me having Kenna is she gets all the protection as well from me. So,
yes. Indeed.
All right.
All right.
When are we doing this next week?
Well, I don't have to worry about having time to prepare because I did most of that already.
Because we're slow as hell.
Slow as hell. I mean, I'm a Thursday guy, but
I have a thing on Thursday, unfortunately. I have that Hollow Knight performance, actually.
Ooh. Oh, you're going to that?
Hollow Knight performance?
Yes.
They're doing some Silk Song stuff too, right?
I kind of wish I wasn't, because it was like $50 for a string quartet or something, but whatever.
Where is it at? Oof.
It's at that church that we were curious about.
Oh, it's at, what's his name's church?
Ebenezer, whatever, yeah.
All right, well, that's amazing. I'm sure it's going to be awesome. Dude, the Silk Song stuff is going to be fresh.
Yeah, but yeah, unfortunately, I can't do Thursday. I can do any other day.
Next week is spring break for me, so I am pretty flexible.
Yeah, I can do.
I thought you were going to say I'm on vacation.
Nope.
Every night but Tuesday. I could maybe even do Tuesday.
I don't think we need to. David, yeah. Anything?
I think Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday is okay for me.
Let's go. Hold on one second.
Check with wife.
Yep.
Let's go.
Yeah, I can do Monday. All right. I want to do earlier because I'd like to jump back into this somewhat fresh.
And like ready. Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
We can hit the ground running too, and so that we start playing yeah. right away.
You can hit the ground running / I might be a little bit late on Monday. Depending on children and bedtime.
Know how that is.
This only becomes more difficult for me now, but we'll figure it out.
Appreciate the effort. Okay. Very good, everybody. Thank you for playing. This is going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I like it.
I think so. This is going to be cool.
Death to birds.
Nemesis birds.
Semi-death. Little death to birds. Wait.
Death.
Wait.
Non-permanent birds.
All right. See you guys. I guess
see you later. Right. See you soon.
Right. Bye.
Bye.